This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bites. My name is Rich Bradbury, in the studio with...
Audrey Raj.
Arvindu Raj.
Our producer is Christine Wong. We're with you all the way through until 1 o'clock this afternoon. We are talking about productivity, how that new productivity tool could be stressing people out. It is techno-stress. Have you found yourself a productivity tool that is actually productive? Your tweets and your messages we're going to refer to now. Let's go over to WhatsApp first. Oh, got a hand up there, is he?
Yeah, so this is from numbers ending 5310, who's just sent us a photo of the OG when it comes to productivity tools. It is the 555 or 555 notebook. Amen.
There you go. WhatsApp, please, Arv. Twitter.
Over on Twitter, we have Michael Chang, who says, tried a bunch of apps, found updating them was a chore itself. Now I write everything down on a huge piece of A3 paper I place right in front of me under my keyboard, so I always see it.
Mm-hmm. A3?
A3 paper.
That is a huge piece of... Wow. Wow.
We also have a poll running on Insta Story. It is at 52% of you think that productivity tools are actually productive. 48% of you saying no, you don't. What about over on Twitter, Arv?
On Twitter, it's 35% yes and 65% no.
Swinging the other way. What's going on? Right. We should probably talk about another thing, shouldn't we? How they're actually reinventing the wheel to keep up with robocars. Tis the future.
Yes. So while Waymo and Mobileye and Baidu are like trying to win the race to get the first autonomous vehicle out there, suppliers in the car industry, they still count on finding their own space in the business. So Japan's Sumitomo Rubber Industries, whose roots stretch back to when Henry Ford was building his Model T, they are developing a smart tire that can monitor its own air pressure and temperature and eventually respond by itself to changes in road conditions. And it's more than just tires that are being changed. Koito Manufacturing in Japan and Learcorp, they are putting semiconductors and sensors inside headlights, glass, and seats to make them as intelligent as the car driving themselves. So parts for advanced driver assistance systems and autonomous driving are expected to become a $57 billion market within a decade. And old school companies born during the early days of automobiles, they know that they must adapt or risk extinction. So autonomous driving is a challenge for car makers, but it's a bigger challenge for conventional parts makers. This is what a partner at Deloitte Tohmatsu Consulting in Tokyo said. And he also added that they are striving to become the five senses of the vehicle so they can remain relevant. So though the deployment of highly autonomous commercial fleets isn't expected to begin until at least 2022, the looming threat is that the increasingly sophisticated designs of those cars will render some ordinary parts and their suppliers unnecessary. So for example, why would a self-driving vehicle that uses cameras, lasers, and sensors need headlights or mirrors? Right? So they've got to like, kind of think about reinventing themselves for when cars drive themselves. So Koito Manufacturing, like I mentioned earlier, they are reinventing the headlight. They are adding sensors and AI chips to lamps. It plans to introduce by about the year 2025. They've positioned on the four edges of the vehicles. The lamps will be able to process information and react, such as illuminating poorly lit crossings, signaling pedestrians that it's safe to cross, and raising an alarm to surrounding drivers by flashing a specific color. They're not going to be like lamps anymore. They're going to be like corner modules on those vehicles. On top of that, Tokyo-based automotive glass maker AGC, they are reimagining that the product itself and making it part of the vehicle's communication system. So any glass on your vehicle, the company is designing windows with built-in antennas for 5G wireless connections, allowing cars to send and receive signals with other vehicles and infrastructure, which will be great for like traffic planning and stuff. On top of that, components that aren't facing an immediate existential threat, they are evolving as well. Sumitomo Rubber is researching tires that can transmit data about road conditions to other cars as well as to cars and other vehicles as well. The next step will be a tire that automatically adapts to road conditions. When the tire detects water, it will change the structure of its surface into one that is optimal for wet conditions.
Don't tires do that already? Like, they hit a pothole, go flat.
Good point. Good point. On top of that, it's not just Japan that's working on these innovations in anticipation for autonomous vehicles. In the US, Lear Corp is equipping its cars with seats with biometric sensors that can detect stress, drowsiness, and changes in your heart rate, and then activate treatments in response. The seats can also transmit data to a doctor or family member if necessary, and other functions include controls that can let users create individual microclimates where they are sitting and noise-canceling features in the headrests. That would be great if you have kids in the back. Imagine that.
Someone's happy.
Someone's very, very happy.
Have you seen the so BMW has like a prototype of one of their autonomous cars, and it moves extremely slow. So I don't know why anyone would want to, like, they've seen like test drives and stuff. It cannot move fast. They haven't figured out the speed element yet, or maybe they don't want it to go at a certain speed. But it looks, it has something that looks like snakeskin. The whole car is covered by what looks like snakeskin. There are no windows, so it's completely tinted. It looks like the whole car looks like one piece. The lights, the windows, the tires, everything. You can't see the tires on the car because the tires sort of bend and adapt to depending on the car's speed and depending on what kind of surface the car is going on. So you can actually hear and see the tires meshing and molding inside the skin of the car.
Don't they use a very similar tech to what they use for one of the lunar rovers, where it kind of expands the tires, that kind of stuff?
Yeah.
It looks really interesting.
Even the dashboard. So when you need to use the steering wheel, which doesn't look like a wheel anymore, it looks like one of those gaming controllers.
It looks like something from Knight Rider.
Yeah, it does. Mm. So if you need to use that, then the snake skin or on the dashboard sort of like opens and closes accordingly, and then you get like a modular dashboard, and then it ejects the steering wheel. So I think what they are trying to do is very close to that. They want to make the car, because if you don't need headlights, why put the headlights in the car? It's just wasted real estate.
Yeah.
You know, you can use it for something else. I think that's exactly what they want to do, just designing the car of the future where the cars can talk to themselves and don't actually need you at all.
Mm.
Oh,
right?
Yeah.
Jeff's going to be so unhappy. Time to take a break, ladies and gents. We've got music coming up from John Lennon with Watching the Wheels. When we come back, our final story of the day, how researchers have invented smart clothing that can boost wearable tech connectivity and battery life by up to 1,000 times. That's all coming up in just a couple of minutes. Don't forget, we are talking productivity. Have you found a productivity tool that is actually productive for you? Let us know. 018-789-8899. Twitter or Instagram. We're at BFM Radio. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.